Remember, we want your tchotchkes. You got crap with your name on it? You know, you got your pens, you got your hats, you got your koozies, you got your water bottles. If you're a car dealership, you got those license plate things on the back with your name on it. Anything you want to send us, we want to put it in the Tchotchke Museum. Send it to the Steve Cochran Show at WGN Radio, 435 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, 60611. And we'll get it. We'll put it in the Tchotchke Museum. Let me go to Kevin now. Kevin Rachel, who made the crazy good brownies this morning, a fine Northern graduate herself. Rachel is in charge of the Tchotchke Museum. I think it looks great, but where will we find it online?
You can find it on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll put it on the website, too, WGNRadio.com.
Shouldn't we be Instagramming it? It seems picture-worthy. Why aren't we Instagramming it?
Okay, we will not.
Well, let's Instagram.
All right, I'll Instagram it.
God, who peed in my Wheaties?
Who peed in your Wheaties?
No.
Kevin's crazy. By the way, huge shout-out to Rachel today, how awesome she is. I misplaced my cell phone. Just like losing a limb, basically.
Yeah, so you sent her down to your car in the middle of this rain, ice, sleet, and snowstorm to get your phone, which was where?
Well, that's not the point. The point was that she went all the way downstairs in the rain to try and find my phone.
Where was your phone?
And then she searched all over the car.
Where?
She thought maybe I dropped it outside the car. She searched puddles. She was awesome.
She was downstairs for over an hour.
It was in your coat pocket, wasn't it?
It was in my bag.
It was in her bag the entire time.
The abyss, which I call my
work bag.
I saw
you looking in your bag this morning when I got here. So I lost my phone. I lost my phone. You're looking all over your bag.
See?
You know what a great Olympic event would be? Women trying to find their keys.
Oh,
nothing takes more time than women trying to find their keys in the bottom of their purse.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's my phone. I lose my phone constantly, all day long.
My purse is the size of my hand.
But don't you have a big one, too?
Nope.
You just have little purses?
Little purse.
How do you fit anything in there?
Yeah, really?
Pockets.
So you can't find stuff in your pockets.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying.
Okay. I couldn't fit my car keys
in
that
purse. Well, that purse system, that organizational purse thing seems to be working out.
And stuff builds up, too. You know, women have it difficult. I just want to say this. You guys have this little wallet, your little money clip, whatever. We carry everything.
And we have to hold the men's stuff. We hold my glasses.
Oh, and
we hold this.
Costanza had a big wallet.
Ooh. I never.
Jordan just
had a Seinfeld flashback. I never, ever ask for help holding my stuff.
Well, we talked about this earlier, the mommy pocket syndrome.
Good. Yes, you have.
Oh, did you just say that? Oh.
What did you say about mommy pockets?
Mommy pockets. Remember the other day in the office when you were like, do you have something? And I whipped out like 14 different items.
Including
it's actually, like an old Let's Make a Deal episode.
Right now,
it's like if you asked Ann, if you said to Ann, hey, does anyone have Cheez-Its or Goldfish crackers in a bag she's got in her pocket?
We can do a whole scavenger hunt.
In Ann's pockets.
Based on any woman's purse, I guarantee
you. Purse, but I mean, the Johnso's coat is quite remarkable.
Ann found a mouse in her coat pocket once.
It's true. There was one living in
nibbling on the Cheez-Its?
Yeah. Well, that's probably why it was there.
Wait, was it dead?
No, it was living there.
That's disgusting.
She named him Harold. couple of quick plugs. Tomorrow night, I will be at the Bolingbrook Golf Club, the beautiful Bolingbrook Golf Club, for an exclusive whiskey and wine tasting. Johnso's in it, not allowed, because it has to be shared with others.
Right.
I shouldn't have got hammered.
It's from 6 to 9:30 at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. You go to bolingbrookgolfclub.com. You can see it, or whiskeyandwineevents.com. You can find out more there.
That's a great club, by the way.
It's a great club. Great club. Golf there for many, 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 many years. Great people there. So Randy and his crew getting that all set up. The Whiskey and Wine event. And then on a Saturday, Emil Esposito, one of my best friends in life, and I'm lucky to have him, is going to try to give me a golf lesson on Saturday. I have not picked up a club since October. I got a half of a good knee left. So if you'd like to see some horrible golf swings, as Emil, the best teacher I've ever seen, tries to fix them, I'll be on stage at the golf show in Rosemont on Saturday about 11:15.
Very cool. I'm going to try and go.
You're going to come with me, aren't you?
I'm going to try.
No, I'm going to go tomorrow. Forget about going tomorrow. Go with me on Saturday.
All right. I'll try and go on Saturday.
No,
but
try means you're going to blow it off. Go with me on Saturday.
No, I haven't. I have an event.
Can
Saturday
you go Saturday?
Too? Maybe. But I have an event that night that I'm emceeing.
Well, this is 11:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but I have to do my hair. I have to do my nails.
I'll be there too. Steve. I'll support you.
Kevin, you coming on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
He's going because there's free food. We promised him a free lunch.
There's food at the golf show?
Yeah.
Well, I had to promise you a lunch to try to
get
you a golf.
Well, I don't know if I could go.
All the food, though, is like snack bar 19th hole stuff. You know,
peanuts.
It's like halfway house or 19th hole
stuff. Yeah, that's awesome food.
Yeah. So anyway, there's two ways to get involved up close and personal with the Steve Cochran Show this weekend.
There you go. I'll try and go, but I
get soused on whiskey Friday night and then come out and heckle me when I'm trying to get my golf swing grooved for Arizona. All right, and Andre will be there.
Maybe I'll try and be there.
Oh, and one more, Top Chef. Top Chef season 12 is on. Chicago casting is Monday. Going to be at Spiaggia. Is that 980? Yeah, the Spiaggia is in 980 North, right?
Yeah, Spiaggia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recently nominated for a James Beard Award, too.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Top Chef was?
Spiaggia was.
Oh, Spiaggia was. Top Chef, I know nothing about this show. I know it's a huge hit. You know the show?
I do know the show. I believe, Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, Leslie Kiling's good friend won the last Top Chef.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, I'm sure
right
Gary will have her talk show about this all afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, because they have auditions now.
TopChefCasting.com for information on the Chicago casting. So.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me good.
Hello, buddy.
Why are you so cranky today?
I knew that was Kevin. I knew I teed you up. So, listener Beth came by the window to wave. Well, it was nice to see Beth.
It
says, great to see you this AM. Love hearing you back. And here's a weird request.
Never saw her before. I don't know
any chance. Any chance someone, maybe even somewhat disappointing Kevin, could see if my Vandy Black and Gold University umbrella is at the bus stop outside your window? I think it fell out of my briefcase.
Would you like me to get that on Channel 9?
Yeah, could we get the...
Send Robert Jordan over for a report?
We should get a live shot.
Do you guys see a Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I assume it's Vanderbilt. Do you see a black and gold umbrella out there? I don't see one.
I should probably go out there.
If you've lost anything, remember, Steve Cochran Lost and Found is always open.
It's people helping people.
And we should do this as a regular service to the listeners. So if you've lost something, even if we can't see it from our vantage point, unfortunately we don't see the umbrella... but if you can't see it, or if I should say if we can't see it, someone in your neighborhood may go out and find it.
Right.
So we can start local packs of people roaming the streets to find what you've dropped.
It's going to shoot the ratings to the roof.
Years ago, and I'm not kidding.
I think the floor is what you meant. We're going for the roof.
We had someone call in who had lost a relative. There was an Alzheimer's patient who had wandered off.
Oh.
And we actually had listeners driving around looking for him.
Wow, that's a great idea.
It was very good radio.
That's a really good thing to do. Yeah. What I was talking about was nonsense.
Yeah, I can't find a bedroom slipper. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, well, I could.
Dean, it's my house.
Oh.
Wondering where I left.
Hey, everything goes back to the GN Christmas party.
I shouldn't have got hammered.
What was James Franco doing in town?
That's what I was trying to figure out. He's not in town promoting a movie, really. He was at the Thorne Auditorium at Northwestern University School of Law, where you studied. And he was doing a poetry reading. He was there with are you into poetry at all?
Some.
Anything that does not involve a man from Nantucket?
Sure, I got one for you. It's easy to smile when life's worthwhile and all is bright and chipper, but the man truly worthwhile is a man who can smile when he catches himself in his zipper.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
I believe that was Keats.
Yeah.
It was Frost, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was Painful.
Ted Frost, kid I went to school with.
Jimmy Painful, I think, wrote that one. Poet Frank Bidartz was being honored last night. James Franco... adapted one of his poems to the screen, and so he did like a sort of a Q&A with him last night and read some poetry. Would you like to hear it?
I would.
Okay,
because
Daddy.
I played a knight and was on a screen, because I made $1 million, because I was handsome, because I had a nice car.
Yeah, Daddy.
A bunch of girls seemed to like me.
How come nothing rhymes? See, I like poems that rhyme.
Me too. Girls. I only heard about them.
We ain't sophisticated enough
the
for that, apparently.
The only people I saw were the ones who hated me.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere from here.
It's just depressing as hell.
Yeah.
If you wanted James Franco to fly in and depress you, book him soon.
Yeah. Nobody does it better. That was actually a little more entertaining than when he was the host of the Oscars a couple of years ago.
Now, what's Terrence Howard doing in town?
He is shooting a pilot. This is actually kind of exciting. I told you about this a couple of days ago, where Lee Daniels of The Butler is shooting a pilot here in Chicago that was going to kind of be centered on the rap world. And Terrence Howard apparently is going to star in it. They're going to start filming mid to late March. He plays the CEO of a hip-hop label.
I've not gotten a call for that yet.
Which is amazing because, as everyone knows, you are the king of hip-hop in Chicago.
I am, and as a black entertainer, I would think I would be perfect for that.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. You would.
Brian Williams apologized to Arsenio.
Yeah, I didn't see this. He did a piece.
This is so overblown, and I love Arsenio, and I love the fact that, you know, Arsenio is one of our shows. And I hope it did, you know, was a huge success, and I know it's struggling a little bit. But having said all that, he did a show about late-night TV with Fallon taking the Tonight Show, and he didn't mention Arsenio. It wasn't Brian Williams suddenly showing his racist side.
No, well, he didn't play the race card in the whole thing. He was just pointing out, you're going to put Carson Daly in it? I mean, he put some pretty obscure talk right. show hosts in it and did not include Arsenio. And Arsenio really just had fun with it.
They turned it into a bit, and then everybody else tried to turn it into something else.
Everybody started calling NBC and complaining. And Brian Williams did a nice apology and also pointed out to Arsenio that he, you know, sorry for the mistake, you're in good company. When we accidentally left New Hampshire off of a map, he pointed out, you know, some other mistakes that have happened, and, you know, they had fun. Also, talking about Brian Williams, it would completely lose something to play it on the radio because it's pretty visual, but the Jimmy Fallon Show people.
Oh, it doesn't lose anything at all.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'd like to play it for you right now. Little Rapper's Delight.
They took bits and pieces of Brian Williams and Lester Holt's newscast. They took words out of the newscast and turned it into this.
I set up hip-hop, the hipping to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang-bang. Up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to groove your feet.
It's amazing, isn't it?
See,
you know, it would take a like team. These people ought to be investigating murders. Because you got to go over the minutiae of news scripts to find the exact words.
Finding all the words, putting it to the beat. That's an amazing editing
really cool.
project. And then they had Lester. They did the same
Lester
thing.
It's a medley, so Lester comes in. Yeah. But anyway, it's great.
I think you should get young Kevin Powell to do something like that of what? Words taken from your show.
Well, we can do it with Here Comes Lester. There you go. We have Aaron McElroy do it.
I love it. Aaron McElroy do the say what part?
Yes, that's right. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Actually, I could do it. I did that pretty well.
Not so well.
I did that better than I thought.
Well, not so much.
Say what?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's really good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Good morning.
Order up. It's time for Breakfast with Bickle.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. It's our pal Brian Bickle, Breakfast with Bickle. We giving away any more pucks? You got a puck to give away? Let's give away a puck. Well, Bickle sign a puck. You got a question for Bick. Number to call is 312-981-7200. Are you enjoying the break, Brian?
The break's been really good, but I'm looking forward to get back to ice and help this team win again.
How's the lower extremities?
It's been good. The time off, I think they're getting healed up and getting ready for the next push. We only have 22 games before playoffs, and I know with all the guys over in Sochi, they're going to be kind of tired. And I think for the guys that have had the break, they need to carry the team to the playoffs.
Did you hear about my lower body injury?
No, I didn't. What happened?
It's pretty impressive. I was returning a shopping cart to the rack at the Jewel, where you put the carts away so they don't blow into other people's cars. And it was snowing, and I dumped it on the ice, and I smashed my knee into the metal bar where the carts go, and I dislocated my kneecap.
Dislocated your kneecap, really?
Yeah.
You in crutches or what?
No, crutches are for Crutches are for wimps, man. I'm walking it off. Yeah, I walk. Here's what I do. Step. Ah, step. Ah. It's really pretty impressive. But I'm going to be all right, Brian. I don't want you to worry about me. So, yeah, little vacation, I hope. Got away. Did you get some warm weather?
I did get some more weather. We went up to Cabo and with my wife for a couple,
nice.
4 or 5 days. And then I came back to Chicago. I had her surprise birthday. It was her birthday on Valentine's Day.
How old is she now? How old is this wife of yours?
She's old enough.
Old enough? What, 60? 65?
No, I don't want to. Okay, she's turned 30. It's a big 30.
Well, she's beautiful, man. 30 years old is nothing. Yeah. She better not be depressed about 30.
She doesn't look 30. She
No, she looks like she looks 26, 7, tops. High end. And well, that's nice. What a romantic husband you are. Don't ever lose that, dude. Don't ever lose that now. Work hard on it.
Yeah.
All right, Brian Bickle, autograph puck. You get a question and sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Now, we're going to get traffic in here, but when we come back, I want to see if I just get you to give me a little bit of a breakdown of who you think might win the gold and what you think of Russia going out. So stand by, more with Brian Bickle coming up, and obviously we'll get some Hawk stuff in here. My friend Brian Bickle and your Chicago Blackhawks, Brian Bickle, you guys go for one for the road, and can you believe the Soldier Field game's a week from Saturday?
I know. It's going to be our first home game back after that road trip, and then we play one game in New York and then, you know, right to the outdoor game. So get back in the swing of things, and this could be a great event. You know, it's going to be my first outdoor game. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And I'm going to be out there hosting our big Wang Dang Doodle pregame for about 3 hours. So wave when you walk by and pretend you can't see me.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay, good. All right, so let's break down the gold medal Final Four here. Are you surprised Russia went out? They never really looked like they had it together.
Yeah, I watched a couple of their games. Yeah, they didn't look like they had any punch. I think, you know, some of our top guys were, you know, slightly injured. But, you know, look at the, you know, the teams that are moving on. They're, you know, great teams that, you know, deserve it. I might be kind of biased. I'm rooting for Canada, but being from Canada. But
well, you know, damn foreigners are alike. You're all rooting for the Canadians.
Yeah, but, you know, it should be good. I'm rooting for the Swedes and Canada in the final. You know, this next game Friday, Canada against U.S., it's going to be a fun game from, you know, what happened last Olympics in Vancouver.
Well, there's no reason. You look at the Canadian lineup, it's an NHL All-Star team. There's no reason, and there's NHL players all over these teams, but there's no reason for Canada not to win. I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but Canada ought to win, you know, even though I think there's some good mojo on our side, the right side, the red, white, and blue side. Oh, Canada. Should write a song about that. No, you know what? I'm going to be fine if Canada wins because, you know, it feel like it's a home game for us because it's mostly our guys.
Yeah, well, you know, sharp. Dunks and Taves out there. It should be interesting, but you know, give it to the States. They've been playing good hockey. I think Canada so far hasn't been playing their best hockey. It seems that, you know, Spurs, they've played good, and U.S. is, I think, at the top of the game. So it's going to be for an interesting game. You know, I'll be watching it. I know, you know, half of, you know, Canada's going to be watching it too.
Sure, and the Finnish goalie, Tukarask, I mean, anybody can score on that guy.
Yeah, I got stuck on by a monster, but you know, he played good against the Russians. You know, with the Swedes coming in with Curtis Jomerson that day, you know, I'm favored for Swedes. We don't have any Finns are playing there, but an old player, Sammy Lepisto, is on the team. But you know, it should be a fun semis to finals.
All right, we're going to run out of time here. So when do you guys get back to practice?
I think we get back to nice on the 23rd. So. You know, I have a couple more days here to get in shape and get ready for this upcoming push.
All right. Happy birthday to your wife. And Mike and Gurney wanted to know what kind of food you eat before games.
What kind of food? I like to eat pasta and chicken. I've done it for, you know, years. I tried different things with rice and stuff like that. But I'm a big pasta guy on game days. I don't like to eat it on off days, but. You know, the day of the game.
So carb load. You carb load for energy.
We carb load and, you know, burn it up on ice. So.
Well, there you go. All right. Mike's going to get an autographed Brian Bickle puck. What else could you autograph? You got a lamp or something you can send him from your house?
Lamp, yeah. I guess I'm looking around here. I got some stuff laying around, curtains that need to be hemmed.
All right. We'll take some curtains down and autograph them and send them to Mike as well. We'll pick them up. All right, bud. Well, I'll see you at Soldier Field.
All right, definitely. See you later.
All right, have a great day. And that's the great Brian Bickle, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. And we're back. I didn't realize that was the end of the commercial. Wasn't that like, let's go? Did somebody say, yeah, let's go?
Kevin's a little off today.
Let's go means we start
let's
the show.
Let's go.
Okay.
Steve, you seem cranky today.
That's what I'm being told.
He seems cranky.
Well, somebody peed in your Wheaties. I don't even know what that means. Somebody texted me like at 6 o'clock this morning, said, who peed in Steve's Wheaties? First off, if someone's peeing in your Wheaties, I mean, there's a problem in your house. It has nothing to do with me
right.
or anything else. But right. I literally, in 52 years, have never heard cranky referenced by that example.
Hey. Well, because it's a bad way to start your day.
So, Aaron McElroy doesn't have time to talk to us today. Let's go there for official confirmation. Is it true you don't have time to talk to us?
Am I trying to make myself unavailable and therefore more attractive? Is it working?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a 10 today and a 10 on the Aaron McElroy Hotness Index. You look fantastic. But one,
there we go. Unavailable works then. Okay.
But one texter, two quick things because I know you have to run.
Yes.
But one texter suggested that I was pervy. And I said, no, I'm more creepy than pervy. I mean, don't you agree more creepy than pervy?
I think kind of in the same category, related, but no.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy. You got to have a little creep on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think I've got more creep than most. Yeah. I think I'm creepier than most.
It's better to have a little creep on you than a little perv on you.
I think so.
Wait, that didn't sound right. Forget I said that.
Rearranging my newscast and putting the Mel Reynolds story last.
Probably a good call. And let's see if we can figure out a time where we can talk to you tomorrow because we have a bigger problem. Apparently, Annabelle Laval and Aaron are fighting over me. Annabelle Laval came in here yesterday and said, excuse me, Aaron McElroy Hotness Index. So, listen, Aaron, I mean, you know.
This is all true. Mm-hmm.
You know that I don't want to break up the Channel 9 newsroom. I can't have you guys fighting over me.
No, and we sit right next to each other, so you don't want to break up the girls.
No.
So,
well,
yeah.
Boy, you can say that twice. But thanks for the outfit,
you know,
today.
I take it back. I think I go more perv than creepy.
That was perv. I agree with you. The last part was perv. Prior to that, mostly creepy. The last one was definitely perv.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We have nothing for you, as always, but love. Nothing but love.